Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at John's Gospel, A Discipleship Journey with Jesus. And this is Section 3, the Farewell Discourses, Chapters 13:1 through 17:26. If the type of Jesus teaching most featured in the Synoptic Gospels is the parable, then in John it is the discourse. In the first part of John, sometimes known as the Book of Signs, these discourses mainly follow signs, that is, miracles intended to point to Jesus as the Christ. The second part of John, sometimes known as the Book of Glory, begins with a series of farewell discourses that talk about a new commandment, Christ, the way, coming of the Holy Spirit, Jesus going to the Father, the true vine, capped by Jesus' high priestly prayer. The genre of farewell discourses is seen elsewhere, in the final words or testaments of famous men in the Hellenistic world, but especially in the Bible. Jacob's last words to his sons in Genesis 49, Joshua's final words to Israel, Joshua 22-24, and David's address to Solomon, 1 Chronicles 28-29. Two important questions have been raised about Jesus' farewell discourses. First, where do they begin? Some believe they begin at 14:1, where Jesus begins to talk about his leaving the disciples. Others see the beginning at 13:31, where Jesus speaks of a new commandment to love one another. I've begun this section when Jesus and his disciples had a meal in the upper room following the close of Jesus' public ministry. A second important question is whether these discourses were completed in the upper room or perhaps elsewhere, because of Jesus' words, "Come now, let us leave," at the end of chapter 14. We'll consider that question in lesson 25.